This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tuesday is upon us, yes, continuing our discussion. My promise to you is that you will find out something here you don't know, or you'll find out something about something that you didn't know. That's the idea behind the DJV program, well, in part anyway. There are a lot of ideas that float here, and ideas are king. It's Jennifer Horn. We have two queens, Queen B.A., Queen B.B., Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn are the queen bees of this nest. It is sometimes considered a hornet's nest. Sometimes it's just a, you know, the bees fly straight up, by the way. I have a new bee colony on the farm, and I've been watching them. And they fly straight up, and they don't go sideways, they don't go out, they go up, and then head in the whatever direction it is they're going. Did you see, is that the first thing in this hour you didn't know, ladies? Bees? Go straight up.
Meaning like they can't.
I've had a few fly straight at me. Well, I'm allergic, so I'm usually pretty aware of them.
I'm talking about when they're in their hive. Oh. As they leave the hive, they go straight up. Mm-hmm. And then they do their whatever direction finder that they have and whatever they're headed for. But as they leave the hive, they go straight up. All right?
Well, I'm very happy that you have bees on the farm because that's, you know, they've been seriously impacted by pesticides
We must have a healthy place for them, Victoria, because I started with two boxes and now we have four, and I understand there's another pair. And what I'm finding out, obviously, I don't get too close to them. the young lady who takes care of them is that, and she gets dressed. I should take some pictures.
She has a whole beekeeping outfit.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to. Maybe I'll take some pictures and we'll post them. She has all the outfit. She has the knowledge, the outfit. Her father taught her how to do this, and her uncle too. There's a great beekeeping tradition in their family, apparently. So they, but the honey, the comb that the honey is in, is really pretty fascinating. And when you, if you take the, that's the bottom end. There are actually two boxes in one. So if the bees are out and you're working with them, and you take out that box that has the honeycomb in it, and you just stick your finger in it and taste it. Oh, my God. It's just fabulous. And it's one of those other things about nature, Mother Nature, about how things work. It's just so, when you, that's one of the things I'm so thankful for with regard to having a farm, being on the farm, growing up on the farm, the way that my curiosity for things like this has been satisfied over the years. Just watching things grow, I guess, and being around things that grow. We had a set of calves, great lesson for the children in the neighborhood who come every week to see how the calves are doing. We started with calves that were 2 or 3 days old and have been feeding. We had five, one of them died, and it was a great lesson. The kids want to know where she went. And so we explained to them, I talk to the parents sometimes, and I talk to the children. And they then learn, in a manner of speaking, about life and death and how it happens. Sometimes you just can't help it. It just is. The farm is such a great synopsis, if you will, of life in general. And so and the bees don't bother anybody else, by the way. They don't bother the chickens. They don't bother the cows. They don't bother the calves. They don't bother the goats. They don't bother anybody else. If it's kind of like live and let live. If you don't bother me, I'm not going to bother you. And that's another great lesson in life that comes from being on the farm. Okay, so anyway, having said that, let's take a trip out to Chaz or Chop. Chop, Chop to Chaz. Chaz, what's going on there, Jen Jen? How do you like that? Chaz,
I like
Chop,
to call
Chop, Jen Jen?
Yeah, you call it the former peaceful utopia of Chaz.
I call it the former section of Seattle. It's pretty much a great city, or has been.
residents who live near CHAZ/CHOP, and remember that stands for Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, which has now kind of fallen into Capitol Hill organized protests, seemed a bit relieved on Monday after the mayor, Jenny Durkan, announced that the Summer of Love is over, and city officials are working to end the protest after two recent shootings, including one that was deadly, happened over the weekend. But some residents who live by the area still critical of the mayor's lack of leadership and that it took so long for her to act. One of the residents who lived in the area said it was doomed to happen from day one. No one wanted to say it, but I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner. It should have ended when the car tender got broken and the mob went down and broke his fence. It did not have to come to this. Durkan said that the violence was distracting from changes that were sought from the peaceful protesters, some of them opposing racial inequality and police brutality. She said at a news conference that the city is working with the community to bring CHOP to an end and that police soon would be moving back into that precinct building that had largely abandoned in the area. How she's going to do this, I'm not quite sure, because some of the leaders of this movement have said that this is not a peaceful protest, that this is about disruption, and
well,
they
is
have
it
a
peaceful,
large set
is
of demands.
Is it peaceful or not peaceful? Some of it has been, and when it started, I took the approach that we have no more room for any more of the violence, and people are saying, no, it's not violent, it's all peaceful, they're just kind of zoning out. So did someone else hijack this, or another group hijack the protest, or is just part of the maturation?
Well, this was set up to be like an experiment of how a society could work without police. And so I think, right, and I think that's the message, is that you need to have law and order. You can't just have something without that. I mean, Western civilization thrives because of law and order. People escape places that don't have law and order to come here because there is no set of laws, and when that happens, you have all sorts of people who will eventually take charge. But the leader, one of the leaders of CHAZ, who I was talking to, or not talking to, but listening to yesterday, I think her name is Jaden Grayson, I think is her name. If I'm getting that wrong, let me know. But she was saying that they're not about a peaceful protest. They're about disruption to try to make change. They want no jails. They want no police. They want no courts. So, at some point, I don't know if they're going to just ask these people to leave and they're going to say no. I mean, I think a lot of eyes are going to be on Seattle over the next couple of days to see how this plays out. Is the mayor going to try to negotiate with them? Are they going to send people, the police in and just push them out? That's the question.
So, this is pretty much an example. There are a lot of these examples these days, as far as I'm concerned, of losing the middle. We need to find the middle again. And if we have other circumstances like this, and I'm sure this is going to be the summer of discontent, that there are going to be more circumstances like this, because we've just set it up to be this way. We have, as a collective society, not been able to find the middle. We haven't been in the middle for a number of years. I think I go back to, and if you want to look at the political side of it, the leadership side of it, the last time I think we were in the middle was when George Bush the father was president. I don't think we've been really in the middle.
Issues of policing should be about politics. I think we should have a rational conversation. I don't think people are denying that there should be a conversation about police practices. It's just when you push things to an extreme,
right,
then the movement gets hijacked, and then all of a sudden you go, that's when there's no middle.
Ladies, isn't this predictable? Like, I was thinking about, okay, it's cold in New England in the wintertime. The sun comes up this morning. Dunkin' Donuts, you can get the one cream and two sugars. finding the middle is not it's just not part of our circumstance at the moment. The Democrats are on one side, the Republicans on the other side. No matter what it is, it's that way. And no matter where you are, whether it's national, regional, or local, say again, Vic. Sorry.
It's international too. I feel like a lot of countries in Europe are very, very divided between
polarized,
far left and far right.
Yeah. Right. The hyper partisanship. Maybe that's the word for it. And where it went, there are things. I was thinking about the Affordable Care Act that was passed 10 years ago. Had all Democratic support and no Republican support. Why is that? And then. it just seems to me the impeachment thing. Oh, yes, no, you know, these predictable circumstances we find ourselves in that are just not healthy. We go, everything goes according to straight party lines. You know, you're bad if you're a Republican, good if you're a Democrat. I've had this conversation in my family.
But, okay, here's the difference, though. And I would say, yeah, that might be true broadly, but you have someone like me who is a Republican. I am a card-carrying, proud, Trump-supporting Republican, and I say we should have a conversation about policing in the country. I just don't want people burning down the house when you've got a broken window. And I think people are so emotional right now that they don't want to have that conversation. And so I don't understand if there are people, and I think by and large most, you know, sane thinking people probably feel the same way I do, but it's the people on the far side of either movement that are stealing all the energy, and then nothing gets done and people continue to be frustrated.
Minnesota is the only state in the union that has a pretty split legislature. Pretty much every other state is either a Republican majority or a Democratic majority, and they don't like it when you cross party lines to make things happen. That's what I'm saying. I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. In this circumstance, I don't think the system works. I don't think being a Republican makes things work. I don't think being a Democrat. Look at Adam Schiff. What an idiot. You know, he gets in the way of any and every kind of progress that it just isn't the way to progress. And why don't we see that? Part of it is the younger generation, Schiff's generation, if you will. I don't know if he's what, late 50s, early 60s? How old is Adam Schiff?
Maybe. He's in his 60s, I think.
He's in his 60s, yeah. But that the group under me, or maybe two generations removed down to your generation, doesn't have the background in understanding how Washington works, how the system works, how healthy debate takes place. You've grown up in this atmosphere, which is very unhealthy, and I don't even know when it started. I go back to George Bush the father,
but
as to
it's before that.
Tone.
I mean, look at the 60s. The 60s were all about protest, and the 70s were all about protest. So I think
it's just one generation.
Well, there have been protests in this country since the beginning. Our
country was founded. I'm not saying it's one generation. I'm pointing to the fact that the educational system changed at some point for people to learn about how things work.
Because
it's gone up in smoke. Yeah, I think you're right.
Civics,
it has been purposely.
When civics left the classroom, I think it was done purposely, because I think the idea is if you don't know how to make real change, all you do is get frustrated and just want to burn things down. And so, I don't know.
We also have a huge problem historically with the whitewashing of our history. If you look at what we learn in school, that's whitewashed and glossed over. Yep. You know, I mean, I've been reading some horrific details that we missed out on. Remember how everyone read about George Washington's wooden teeth? Remember that? He had wooden dentures? Yeah, they weren't wooden. They were made with slaves' teeth that were yanked out of other humans' faces. We don't learn that in school.
I didn't know that. That's a new one on me.
Exactly.
Wow.
I've been educating myself as much as possible on what I missed in school, and it is eye-opening. So that's a huge problem
That's the,
I'll send you a list of what I've learned, and your eyes will pop out of your head.
No, let's talk about it. Let's have that as part of the conversation. That floors me.
It floors me.
Let's give us all time to think about that one. Wooden teeth, no. Teeth from slaves, yes. Wowie zowie. A lot of reports about the detection of a virus on certain surfaces within hotel rooms. There's a conversation we had yesterday about a study that showed high levels of Yucca Bunga on pillows and pillowcases. Even if they were sprayed, they weren't clean. And so that underscores the need. Maybe what we have to do, those of us who stay in hotels, when you check in, ask, do you have my pillows? I want to sleep on my pillows. If you don't have my pillows, I'm not staying here. How about that for a stake in your health and well-being? Those pillows are on sale right now. Those great My Pillow, the famous pillows made in America. You can wash and you can dry. They are on sale. The BOGO deal continues. Elegant pillows at MyPillow.com. The standard ones, the big ones, little ones. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page. Use the DJV code for the BOGO deal on everything. MyPillow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coldplay here at 23 after the hour, getting into the music portion of this hour of the Tuesday DJV program with General Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. That's Chris Martin, Global Citizen, and the European Commission announcing Global Goal, Unite for Our Future, the concert, with the aim of ensuring that nobody is left behind in the global fight to tackle the China virus. Concert, which will premiere, I believe, this Saturday, right, the 27th, is globally televised, digitally streamed, highlighting this special highlight, the disproportionate impact that the virus has had on marginalized communities, people of color, those living in extreme poverty, other communities facing discrimination. The Rock is going to host this, Dwayne Johnson. Also have performances by Chris Martin and Coldplay. Jennifer Hudson will be there, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, Shakira, Usher, Billy Porter, Charlize Theron, Chris Rock, David Beckham, Forrest Whitaker, Hugh Jackman, Ken Jeong, is that how you pronounce his name? I never
Ken Jeong.
Jeong, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Kerry Washington, Salma Hayek, well, that's quite a group. So The Rock says, quote, the event aims to lift up the global community that's tackling equitable access to health care, other enormous injustices facing our world. This critical moment in history requires all of us. So let's join together to chart a better future. Concert is starting on NBC here in America. It'll be on the radio on iHeart. Also be streamed on global platforms like Apple and Twitch and Twitter and Yahoo and YouTube, among others. So this is Shakira that you're listening to in the background now. Thus, I think this is a good... I would actually watch this. It's an interesting group of people together. I'd like to see it. I'm a fan of The Rocks anyway, so that's a good way to bring people together, all these people together. So good. So I'm going to put on your calendar for Saturday on NBC.
Should we assume it's 8 o'clock Eastern? I don't want to assume anything, but I don't have that here. What do we think?
I don't know. I believe it's, yeah, it'll be major listings. I think each network is going to carry a different amount of time of it.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. I think so. That's how they did it the last time, because the Global Citizen, the annual concert that's from Central Park, it runs pretty much all day, and so the major networks picked up, like, the last two or three hours of it.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, next up here, 26 after the hour on the DJV program, is a focus on Whitney Houston. This is one of the great songs. Matter of fact, it's called Greatest Love of All, that she produced. The estate has partnered with the archival site Black Archives to craft a new lyric video for this song from 1986. Black Archives, created back in 2015, as a collaborative multimedia platform featuring archival histories, modern-day stories from across the diaspora. I don't know what, why, what is that?
I don't know. That's what their quote is. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I know this song is a fabulous song and really highlighted the depth and the strength of her voice. And the story is a great story, too. Greatest Love of All, video, photos, films from various sources, with selections ranging from all the way back to 1940 to present time, helping to create a document of the everyday black experience that pairs with Houston's iconic ballad, "This The Greatest Love of All." The lyric
and that's
video
what
artwork
is exactly.
That's what
it's
it is.
It's an example of the dispersion of people from their homeland onto their community. So it's basically just showing the breadth and width of the black community. In history, that's what it means, yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. That's, clarifies it. This is the 35th anniversary of her self-titled debut album back in 1985. The record be re-released as a special double LP vinyl set and include the first U.S. release of Whitney's Dancing Special, an 86 remix. That's an album tied to Whitney's release of an album in Japan. She only had one? That's kind of surprising, isn't it, huh? Whitney Houston only had one album in Japan?
That seems weird. Mm-hmm. She's such a monster star.
No. It just means that album was only released in Japan.
But the remix. Like,
that makes sense.
Right. She had, the remix. Yeah. She had a bunch of stuff released worldwide, but that happened to... For some reason, artists tended to do that back then. There was just a special Japanese release. Janet Jackson did that a lot, too.
All right, 29 after here on the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit Dr. Christian Conti.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. soldier now facing charges accused of helping a neo-Nazi group plan an attack on his unit overseas. The FBI disclosing yesterday that 22-year-old Ethan Melzer was arrested earlier this month for allegedly providing details about his unit with the group, and now he's facing charges of conspiring and attempting to murder U.S. nationals and attempting to provide material support to terrorists. The White House says reports that President Trump is furious about the turnout for his Tulsa rally over the weekend are not grounded in fact. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
He was very energized, having been around the American people, so he's quite pleased with how the rally went.
Before the rally, campaign officials had said they expected the venue, which holds over 19,000, to be filled. In fact, around 6,200 people showed up.
This is Peter on his motorcycle. This is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk.
Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
A group of LGBTQ organizations and medical professionals sued to block new rules announced by the Trump administration that removed federal protections against healthcare discrimination for transgendered patients. The 10 plaintiffs in the case argue that June 12th regulations were made with next to no legal, medical, or reasoned policy foundation, and contrary to the opinions of professional medical and public health care organizations. Earlier, the Supreme Court found that Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits employment discrimination because of sex, applies to gay and transgender employees. Lombada Legal and the law firm Steptoe & Johnson filed the suit on behalf of health clinics, physicians, and the full LGBT community. The lawsuit accuses the government, in the midst of a global pandemic, seeking to diminish protections from that discrimination. U.S. consumers should not use any of 9 brands of possibly toxic hand sanitizer that may contain methanol or wood alcohol, a substance that's potentially dangerous when absorbed through the skin or ingested, according to the National Food and Drug Administration. Agency tests found samples of one product, Lavar Gel, contains 81% methanol, and those of Clean Care No Germ contained over 38%. Substantial methanol exposure can result in nausea, vomiting, headache, blurred vision, permanent blindness, seizures, coma, permanent damage to the nervous system, or death. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ready, willing, and able at your service and on your side. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The whole business about the Chinese virus and what's going on. A lot of different attachments to China today and information that will hopefully help you to have the right attitude. The disease itself is seeking a cure. Victoria's got some info here on the clinical trial for the latest of round of what do we do to fix this, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Gilead Sciences has announced that they're going to start human clinical trials for an inhaled version of remdesivir as a potential coronavirus treatment, which is certainly an easy way to administer the drug. It's an easy way to take it if this ends up being something that we have in our everyday lives. They're going to start screening healthy volunteers for phase one trials this week, and they hope to begin studies on COVID-19 patients in August. Right now, remdesivir is an antiviral drug, and it's currently given to coronavirus patients intravenously while they're in the hospital. And so the FDA granted an emergency use authorization so that they can could treat people with it starting in May. And now they want to move forward to see how if this could end up being similar to a Tamiflu, which has, which is, I think universally, I've never taken Tamiflu, but I know a lot of people who have. I think universally it's pretty effective on regardless of whatever the flu strain is that it's.
Do you know anybody who's had this treatment, either of you?
Remdesivir? No.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't know anybody who's done it. I know people who have done hydroxychloroquine, but not remdesivir,
yes.
No.
Yep, I agree. Well, that's my experience as well. All right, so this is good. Good news there. Yesterday I started a sort of a trail on Facebook with a focus on something that I actually had seen somewhere else, a question. Why does the government think our immune systems can't fight the virus without a vaccine? The 99% of people who came down with it managed to recover without a vaccine. So that another fellow radio guy that I know, we went back and forth on, he's from Long Island, talking about New York and how many cases they had and how many people died, and the number came to 5.9%. That wasn't the point, and he and I went back and forth. That's why I don't get a lot of, I don't do a lot of this on Facebook, because it becomes a he said, she said, and then people say, I don't know what I'm talking about. Other people say, oh yeah, I'm with you on that one. But it's just what we're talking about are how to interpret the numbers. 99% of people who come down with it have recovered and haven't had a vaccine. But that doesn't mean that 99%.
Where are you hearing the 99%? Because that's not, that has not been the number. That's not the case in New York and New Jersey.
I think it's
80% or 70% self-resolve. But then there are the other
across the board. If we take not just New York, but we take the middle of the country and you put it all together, I'm looking at a sort of a universal number here, where it's gone up and it's gone down. Like South Korea has got another in. They got rid of it early on because they seemed to do a good job of getting people to understand the mask bit and separation.
Oh, they locked it down. They locked down quickly. But they also had experience with SARS. They had MERS. They had South Korea has dealt with this before, and that's why they were so efficient and effective. But then they also eased up too quickly. Mm-hmm. And then we saw that then we saw that wave kind of coming, and now they officially say they're in the second wave.
Mm-hmm. Well, going to be a second wave pretty much.
To Americans who are out partying and not wearing a mask, because I see it all the time.
You see, and that's not to be hidden by my suggestion of how our immune system works is to make a point of keeping up. The only reason that we reposted that is because I want people to think about how important their immune systems are. That's all. Make sure you are feeding yourself well and that you're taking good supplementation that will help with your immune system functioning the way that it's supposed to function. That was the complete reason, and I explained that about four times on the thread, and then I just stopped commenting when
Facebook is just a waste of time in so many ways.
Well, I only use Facebook for usually good positive stuff, and I don't get involved in political discussions at all on it.
I just find that if you don't agree with something, scroll by. I have I typically I really try, even given the job that I have, I really reserve Twitter for kind of more political stuff.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I'll post something on Facebook. Very rarely. Most of the time, it's pictures and, you know, whatever. But if there's a link to something that drives me nuts, there is a woman, inevitably, who drops, and she actually used to work on this show. I actually had to remember how. So, hi, Marianne, if you're listening. I had to ask Rich. I'm like, how do we know her again? Every time I put something up on Facebook, it's like a constant troll. And I think to myself, that's a lot of energy to just be swiping through social media all day to get enraged.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? If you don't like the article that I've clipped, then just keep going. It's, you know, there's going to be one that you are going to like in your next scroll. So I don't know.
I find Facebook at least a place that people go looking for a fight. That's why I got off of it.
Yeah, maybe. I just don't get that. There are plenty of posts that I see that I don't agree with. I just don't. But what do I do? I just keep swiping.
I just go by myself. I'm with you. Yeah, I just, If I can't post something that's good or helpful.
The only one I've ever posted something negative on, and you guys will laugh at this, is my mom when she gets a little wild with her political stuff, which she posts a lot. Every once in a while, I'll just give her a little, But literally, I've probably done it twice, and I've done it in a funny way that she actually laughs about later. So it's like, it's funny.
It's funny.
Why? I don't know.
I agree. So let's go back to the stats here again, because the cases of the China virus are on the rise. Not only were, you know, we were just talking a little bit about what was going on in South Korea, but India, Brazil. Well, Brazil, the south of the equator situation is increasingly difficult. The 183,000 new cases in the last 24 hours in India. Wow. And down in Brazil, the same kind of numbers in percentages of the population. So it's here, it's India, it's Brazil. And according to the Johns Hopkins study, U.S. still has the highest number of confirmed cases. Brazil is 2, and India is 3 on that list. All right, so there you go. And so what are we doing about it? Are we being smart? Some of us are, some of us aren't. And that's it. I just think it's impolite. That's the way I've approached it. I think it's just impolite to not wear a mask. It's just bad form, for now anyway. And so, all right, here's a couple of other things. The Chinese and their role in our lives. As you know, they have bought into Tyson Foods. They own Smithfield, the pork producer, largest pork producer in America. And they have their hooks into Tyson. And now one of their plants has been closed because of their own virus. They've suspended also all the poultry products being brought to their country. They don't mind if we eat a little bit, but listen. And I like the company saying, quote, "At Tyson, our top priority is the health and safety of our team members. We work closely with the U.S. Department of Agriculture." Do you know what a crock that is? And it's the whole thing with this stuff. Yesterday morning, I tried to tell the story of how this stuff spreads from the mind of probably the world's foremost biologist when it comes to, I guess that's, he's trying to remember his name now. I can't remember his name. But he has looked at all of these various viruses. He says that we survive on this planet as a guest of the hosts, and the hosts of the planet are viruses and bacteria. They are the most prolific of any of the beings, if you want to call them that. And some of these things have been used and abused over the years. If we leave them alone, we can exist. But when we mess with them, like the Chinese have done, then they lose. It's like, what was that silly movie that The Rock was in a couple of years ago about the animals that that took sort of try to take over? Do you remember that
Jumanji?
Movie? No. It was another one about the apes getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I never saw it, but I saw the promotion.
Skipped it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
At any rate, well, you can do, there are all kinds of things that you can make ants bigger. You can make you can mess with anything. We've seen how during World War II.
Jurassic Park, yeah. Which is essentially, you know, really messing with the planet and Mother Nature and biology and
creating
species.
The boys from Brazil, you know the story of the boys from Brazil?
No.
From World War II, the Nazis created they experimented with the children in Brazil and made a race, or they made an attempt at creating a perfect race out of white kids. They all looked the same. It's like a test tube baby. And they created them all to have the same identical genetic background. And look, so you couldn't tell one from another to another to another. It was like looking at, where do you think the idea came from? Lucas will tell you, the idea of the white, what do they call the white soldiers in Star Wars?
Oh, yeah, the stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers. That came from the boys in Brazil.
You know, that makes sense, because
I've heard that.
The little bit of the background of the stormtroopers that we've kind of heard more and more, and especially in the newer ones with Finn, you know, taking orphans and raising them to be to be the stormtroopers.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Now, here's another one for the Chinese, the part of me that is really upset about China's incursion. We've been talking about this for almost a month. When the FCC said, okay, it's all right to allow foreign money into American radio, the FCC now has apparently gotten enough pushback.
Good.
Because yesterday they dismissed an application. Listen to this. Listen to what the Chinese were going to do. They were going to take Chinese programming. Apparently, that's being produced in Irwindale, California, which is where, Jennifer? Where's Irwindale? Is it in the Inland
Empire? Just right past Pasadena. Yeah, it's in the San Gabriel Valley.
Right, okay.
I think officially so L.A. County.
There's some, they have bought time on a station in Irwindale. That is, the Chinese government has bought time on
a populated area, by the way, for Asians in San Gabriel Valley.
Right, okay. So they were delivering this Chinese programming to this station, and of course it's like the Hispanic stuff. You don't know what they're saying, so how do you know? You know, there are all kinds of protests that have over the years been raised against people saying bad things or swearing or whatever on the air. But you don't know what the Hispanics are saying. The FCC doesn't have people listening to that. Nobody complains about it. Same thing with the Chinese. Nobody knows what they're saying. So how do we know what they're saying? They could be fomenting all kinds of stuff. So apparently this station in Irwindale is doing that. And they want to deliver the programming to a station in Mexico and then rebroadcast it back to the U.S. on a network. And I'll give it to Senator Ted Cruz, who's not, you know, I'm not usually a fan of his.
Yeah, he's all over this.
He's all over this. He says all this stuff is a propaganda arm of the Chinese government, and he's completely right. How are we going to be dumb enough to let these people come in? I mean, we're letting them in everywhere.
It's already passed through the FCC, though, that they could invest and buy into these major radio
companies. Well, I think it was a proposal that hasn't been enacted yet. I think that's I got wind of it, I got wind of the proposal, that's when I became outraged. And I said, how the hell do we do this? And apparently Cruz got a hold of it and some other people in the Senate especially said, what are you doing? What are you, nuts? So they're going to put the kibosh to this, but who knows what else is being, you know, there are all kinds of different, there are different dialects. Is that the right? Yeah, dialects, right? Chinese, there are
100. Yeah.
Six there, right. And this is Mandarin, and who knows what else.
Mandarin is the most prevalent in media in California, at least particularly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's the most spoken in China as well.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know that, but I'm glad to hear it. Glad to have that information. It takes your breath away, doesn't it? I mean, you got to be you have to be aware of everything.
But have you spoken to other people in radio? Are they as outraged as I think they should be? And you agree with that too? Like, are other people talking about this who own stations?
They're beginning to talk about it. We're forming a new organization called the Independent Broadcasters Association, and they're. Now, I remember that day we had a month or so ago to raise money from that has come this organization. And I think we're trying to get 3,000 stations to join so that we can have an independent voice, because right now the only voices that really are heard are iHeart and Cumulus to a lesser extent and Entercom and some of the big, three or four big operators, and the little guys that have 8-10 stations, nobody listens to them anymore. So hopefully that'll change. All right, so television news. We were talking, Jennifer, about the concert, the Global Goal, Unite for Our Future, this Saturday. That's something to look forward to. What do we have to look forward to tonight?
Well, if you want to look forward to something today, if you are interested in the Coronavirus Task Force members, including Fauci, Dr. Fauci, will testify before the House Energy Committee. That'll happen all day today. You can catch it on your cable news, C-SPAN, so if you're interested in that, you can check it out. TBS at 10 o'clock tonight, Celebrity Show Off, where celebrities compete to see who can produce the most compelling stuff from their own homes in a new series. And also America's Got Talent, new tonight at 8 p.m. on NBC.
All right, so that's that story. It's just amazing. I'm sort of ferreting through some things here based on what we were talking about, the Chinese and how they're getting involved here. I'm not, somebody called me a racist because I have so much to say about China. You can take that and you know what you're going
to do. It's not against the government, or it's not against the people, it's the government.
The people. Listen to what we're saying. 10 before the hour.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Tissue Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Talk time at 53 past the hour. The tradition is that Victoria Keelan steps up to the microphone with several important stories to explain how they impact you. So the first one comes from Apple and their newest iPhone feature. Enough is enough for me. I'm looking at this thinking, no, sorry, somebody else can do this. I'm not interested. So would you please explain?
What, okay.
No, I don't want to use an iPhone to replace my...
Yes, this is amazing.
No.
We'll get you there. Okay, so what happened? What he's railing against is Apple had
He's railing against, it's him!
Yeah.
Yes.
Their Worldwide Developers Conference, WWDC. So this is Apple's annual big thing where they announce all kinds of new features, new products, all that jazz. So one of the cool things that they are, which I think is cool, is that they have always wanted to build their own car. That hasn't happened. So CarPlay is an infotainment system that's available in 97% of new cars, and it's built by Apple. Now, what they also want to do, connected to CarPlay, is they want to replace your car keys with your iPhone. And so how this works is they say car keys have been around for over 100 years now. They're bigger and bulkier than ever. They were ripe for reimagining. So this is what Apple's software engineers have said. So now they are going to roll out this new digital key on the 2021 BMW 5 Series. Then it's going to expand to other models, other brands. So what you do is the driver just taps the door handle with your iPhone. It unlocks the car. Then the driver can place the iPhone on the car's charging pad and then push the ignition button and the car will start, all based on your iPhone. the technology behind this is called near-field communication. It's basically like, you know, shortwave radio, if you want
to... I was going to say, another more radio waves to bombard the atmosphere.
Well, if you've already got your phone in your car with you, then, you know, it's like smoke if you got them. You know, at this point, it's if you've already got your iPhone on you all the time, why not let it do other things?
Right, I don't carry mine with me all the time. I just don't.
That's why you're impossible to reach. Apple plans to transition to Apple plans to transition to using a different technology called ultra wideband, which would then expand that field and allow for unlocking your car from greater distances where an iPhone can remain in your pocket or in your bag. And so BMW owners are going to be able to share this virtual key with friends through iMessage. So if you're going to borrow someone's car or if you're sharing a car in a family, you don't need an individual set of keys. Everyone just uses the iPhone program. And so Volvo offers a similar service where keys can also be shared with smartphones. They're already doing it. BMW and Apple are working exclusively right now. And then Apple is also working on expanding it to other standard vehicles for next year. And so I think this is something, you know, do you remember, I remember when I was a kid, my dad had, I think it was a Lincoln, and they had the code that you could punch in on the side of the door.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, my father had one of those, yeah.
Where, like, you punched in the code and you knew the number?
Yeah, suicide doors, yeah. Yep.
No.
Well, it's newer than that. I think some of the newer
I don't know
ones.
What a suicide door is, but this was just a code that was like if you swiped your hand across the thing, then it would light up and you just punched in your key code and you open your car that way. This is just the iPhone version of that, so you don't have to punch in any numbers. You just tap your iPhone to it. Everyone's already using Apple Pay. It's going to be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't like it, but I think it's a great thing. And the next Range Rover that you get is probably going to have it.
Really? Okay.
Buckle up, Stefan.
I'll look forward to that.
We're taking you to the future.
Speaking, yes, right, back to the future. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the WWDC, Apple has set the agenda, so here's what else to expect.
The Geek Out.
As a more experienced player of video games, there are few gaming experiences I loved more than the classic Star Wars X-Wing. Despite it being a product of the 90s, it remains the standard bearer for space dogfighting and has been the inspiration for a host of modern games. Last week, EA announced Star Wars Squadrons with a new trailer that got anybody who loved the aforementioned X-Wing excited because it may be the first game since then to really capture what made X-Wing so great, but with modern high-end graphics. Additionally, the promise of no microtransactions quelled any worry it was just another money grab from EA. Star Wars Squadrons arrives in October, and we've tweeted the trailer at the Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, new announcement from Apple, the other side of the street. What do we have here?
Well, the Apple iPad is getting a new operating system upgrade. They haven't had one in years, since 2018. So they have the new feature is the Pencil, and it does lots of cool things. You can write in cursive, and it will translate it into text for you.
Really?
And, yeah, it's very cool. It's finally some attention is being paid to the iPad.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.